Good afternoon. I am Shinsa.
And I am Shinsu, and welcome to the newest podcast, K and I Talks. Today we will be talking about the Korean War and kind of like how it was developed and like how it happened. And then we are talking about how they're communists and kind of like the DMZ that they have now today between North and South Korea. And then we're going to be talking about how North Korea gained their forces and gained lots of things from this war and just how they gained things in general. And then I'm going to be talking kind of about their leader now, who has been the leader since 2012. So there's like a kind of what we're going to be talking about. And so now we're going to start talking about the Korean War. So the Korean War really started in like the 1900s and carried on, but
in North Korea, they were the communist, and then they were the communists, and then like the Soviet Union kind of supported them, supported the North Korea, and yeah,
the U.S. helped like supported the South Korea after they'd like already argued and stuff. And so after a while, on June 25th of 1950, North Korea, I guess, somehow decided to cross the 38th parallel. But before that, the Soviets kind of like enforced Kim Il-sung to be the communist leader for North Korea, and then that kind of like they kind of used him as like a puppet to see what they could do, and then finally they crossed the 30th parallel, and then it caused a huge war, which was then called the Korean War.
Okay, so in the U.S., the U.S. helped South Korea get North Korea out of South Korea, and some of the U.S. troops were killed, many from North and South Korea, and basically the U.S. gave lots of support to South Korea after the war was over. North Korea and South Korea stay separated from each other, and yeah.
So after the Korean War, the North Korea gained like a lot of forces and they gained a lot of strength.
And they stayed divided.
Yeah, like North and South Korea stayed divided.
Yeah.
And now today, North Korea's president is Kim Jong-un, and he is like really big and communist. He's like a dictator. He really puts a lot of, like, the other countries down. He like thinks he's the best person in the world, and he has been in office since 2011, and he really kind of just plans to stay there. But so like something that really makes him mad is like whenever someone brings up the U.S. like how strong we are or just the opinion of us, he really like just shuts down and like puts it off because he doesn't like the sound of us or knowing how strong we are. He is very, very strict with his rules, and like no one really likes him or North Korea in fact just North Korea by itself. And so I just want to thank you for listening to our podcast. And yeah,
just thank you so much. We love you guys.
This is K and I Podcast. Thank you.